The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Good morning and welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And here we are. It is September. It's a new season. I took a little time off the last couple of weeks in August. I have to tell you, folks, I missed the show. I missed the interaction with the listeners. So welcome back, and there's a lot to share. For the last several years as I've done this show, I went from managing public funds, private funds, and then as you all know, I stepped back for a couple years to build something I think is just as important, Trust Across America. But due to popular demand and due to a few really timely connections, I'm really, really pleased to share. We're going to share some new contact information. There will be a new Magnet fund. It's called the Magnet AE that begins trading in October. And in addition, I've become the market strategist for one of New York's oldest independent broker-dealers, Benjamin Securities, where I will be managing individual accounts for folks that may not have enough capital to come into Magnet AE, and I'll be managing those accounts right at E-Trade. You can see them. You can see when the trades take place. You can see what I'm buying and when I'm buying. So all I can say is I'm really looking forward to helping individuals again with their own money. Here's the most interesting thing that I had shared back when. When the market started to fall apart, I shared that it, in my opinion, had very little to do with valuation. It had everything to do with a breakdown in trust. And when things came back, in fact, I said, watch, the individual investor won't come back. But folks, this is not the first time this has happened. I want you to realize something. In the early 1960s, there was a mutual fund scandal where the general accepted belief was that nobody would ever invest in mutual funds ever again. Well, we all know now that even some of the mid-sized funds right now are larger than the entire mutual fund business was in the 1960s. So we know that the public goes through SPACs. We went through the Depression era where they actually had to bring in and create something called the SEC because people said the market was unfair and no individual will ever invest in the market again. But these cycles come every so often. They don't come as frequently as the intense hatred towards business, towards Wall Street. The lack of trust we're seeing is at the highest point ever. But what does that all mean? Well, on this show, I've not only shared Magnet philosophies, we brought on the leading investors from Value, Growth, and Momentum from over the years. And what we always shared with you is you need to figure out what makes you tick? How closely can you follow your investments? How much do you need a professional to help you? But what we always shared is, generally speaking, you pay a dear price for a rosy scenario. Now, what does that mean? It means when people are confident, people are comfortable, and people want to invest, almost always you're talking about a peak at that time, a time when kind of everyone is at the auction bidding against each other and maybe bidding things too high. When you get to an area that nobody wants, whether it's real estate, whether it's stocks. And by the way, in 1986, when I first entered this business, nobody wanted tax-free, insured municipal bonds yielding 9%. People said the rates need to go up from there, and I'm not going to invest it only 9% tax-free. You got to be kidding. The bond market looks bad right now. Well, fast forward here. Treasuries are yielding 1%, and people can't get enough of them. In fact, I had a conversation in the car with my family the other day reminding them that actually treasuries were auctioned off recently with a negative yield. That's right, a negative yield. My family laughed. Why would anybody actually receive 0% on their money? Why would anybody do that? Well, right now people are talking about, I just don't want to lose my money. Remember, I've said throughout the years here, Gerald Loeb, one of the greatest investors of a few generations ago, reminded people the goal of investing is simply to either maintain or increase your purchasing power over the years. Now, what does that mean? It means that going to a ball game, going to a movie, going to college, or going to dinner doesn't cost what it used to cost years ago. There's a creeping, hidden inflation, whether or not the government wants you to believe it, whether the government wants you to accept it. If the government actually admitted the real true inflation rate, they would have to increase the cost of living to Social Security and pensions, and it would literally be a huge, huge major impact for everybody. So they like to play with these numbers, and in fact, in my last book, The Magnet Method of Investing, we address it. We brought in the shadow statistics work, which showed actually the real rate of inflation. But folks, I don't need to tell you that. If you buy anything, and I mean anything other than semiconductor chips, you know the price of everything continues to go up. So what you need to do is you need to find a storehouse where you actually can keep pace with inflation. One of the ways over time has been gold. One of the ways over time has been real estate. That doesn't mean they go up every year. That doesn't mean there's always a bull market anywhere. All of a sudden, though, people are saying, hey, aren't we getting a higher actual income from owning stocks right now? If we actually own the right stocks, we can get 3-4% dividend higher than the treasuries. And then what about when these companies increase their dividend? Well, that's one approach. The approach I've always talked about is not so much focusing on the income from stocks, but the growth opportunities. And one of the things I want to share with you is we had the folks from the American Association of Individual Investors on our show a couple times. They're, I think, the nation's largest individual investing group. Their website, very simply, AAII.com. They've been ranking the magnet models since 1998, I believe, and the current numbers right through August of this year, they're showing Magnet Simple with the number two return of 75 different models they're following, ranked number two overall over a five-year period, with just under a 16% return annualized, and that's versus a negative 1% for the S&P. For 10 years, they have us ranked at number three with a 23% annualized return. And, folks, that's relative to what they're calling the lost decade, what's 4.4% now for the S&P. Again, I'm not managing money for them. They're simply trying to follow the magnet model to see what we would buy if we were managing money for them. What I can tell you personally, I'm having one of the best investment years I've ever had. In fact, on this show, we have a couple of small companies that have come on our show that are basically up, I believe, in the area of 100% each since their CEOs have come on the show. Now, we're very discriminating on who comes on the show. We do not charge people to come on the show. We're not promoters of stocks. We simply use a magnet model which asks the following questions. Are there any companies relative to their peers in industry that are growing their revenues, margins, cash flows faster than their peers? And at the same time, are any of those companies actually trading at valuations below their peer group while their prices continue to go up and while institutional investors begin and continue to accumulate in? That people will say to me, Jordan, how can a company have better than peer group growth, lower than peer group valuation, be hitting new highs, and still be out there? I mean, how is that possible? Well, the whole point is that we're looking for maybe only 20 or 30 stocks out of 6,000 choices out there. And when you look and you mathematically insist on the tip of the bell curve, that's what we call magnet stocks. We're not going to tell you they all go up. We're not going to tell you they all stay up. But what it is, it's very similar to a general manager at a sports team, which is determined to simply have the best roster of athletes they could possibly have. So what does that mean? It means that names like Babe Ruth, names like Mickey Mantle, Lou Gehrig, they're not alive anymore even. Companies die just the same way individuals die. Well, we talk about names like Polaroid and Eastman Kodak. Well, these companies aren't real anymore. They're not viable. They were once, in fact, market leaders. Your list goes on and on. Pan Am, Western Union, Woolworths, Bethlehem Steel. These were all market leaders. These are all companies that have zero bids on their stocks. And if you bought them and held them, you actually have zero left. So you need to be able to identify the leaders and then also identify when the leaders actually lose their leadership. You move on. That's what magnet's all about. And I'm not going to say that we walk on water. What we're going to say is that the AAII independent testing and monitoring of it shows us as one of the top in the United States since I've been on this radio show. Now, since I've been on this radio show, too few of you have been willing to reach out and communicate and talk. And I want to realize I have done 500 shows on CNBC and Fox and ABC and Bloomberg. But I'm the same guy who grew up sharing a bedroom with his two brothers overlooking Broadway. And I love working with individual investors. What I want to do right now is share with you for the next segment, I'm going to introduce exactly how to get involved with me and with us. But my direct phone number at Magnet AE is 914-358-5588. Give me a phone call at that number, and the first two people that call Magnet AE will get a complimentary book, and it'll also get a complimentary book from my new teammate. We partnered up with the folks from the Stock Traders Almanac. I'm going to share that with you next. Magnet AE stands for Almanac Enhanced. I've always talked about the necessity to blend the what to buy with the when to buy it. I want to talk to you about that after this quick break we're going to take. The website, magnetae.com, is open. My old site, magnetinvesting.com, has been updated. And soon we'll show you the website for Benjamin Securities, where each and every one of you can have an individual account managed on Magnet where you can see what I'm buying, when I'm buying, when I sell, and maybe you could learn something from it. Maybe you want to compete against it. Maybe I don't want to take the thrill or fun out of investing away from anybody. But if you want to have the Magnet stocks in your portfolio and the professional management that comes from it, Jordan is open to do business with individuals again for the first time in about 3 years, and I'm excited. What I want to do right now is I want to take a quick break. Later on in the show, we're going to bring on Jeff Hirsch to talk about maybe his new book that just came out, our new relationship, what Magnet AE is all about. Let's take a real quick break here right now. We'll come right back with more Magnet Investing right after this.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing. And let me share here that one of the things that I believe makes the investment world so difficult is this issue of human emotions that continue to come in and play and wreak havoc really with anybody that tries to create a long-term investment plan. And one of the things I love about the Voice America show we have is the ability to go back over the years and actually right on our digital tape get to listen and hear what the leading experts were saying, what I was saying, what people were thinking as we went through raging bull markets to horrendously scaring sell-offs in 07, 08, and we can go into every one of those weeks. But the point that hits me and drives me the hardest is that the individual investor seems to kind of show up right after tremendously long runs in the marketplace where there's been a number of years that the market's traded bullishly and then only to retreat at the depths and the bottom of the market. Now, people continue to use the expressions like in this economy and in this marketplace and oh my God, people got so beaten up by their investments. Well, let's think about this for a minute. The markets themselves right now are in the, every basic index is in striking distance of its all all-time high. Unweighted indexes are actually already at their all-time high, and maybe the NASDAQ is the only striking one that's nowhere near its high, but you go through the charts, and there's only a brief period of months, frankly, that the NASDAQ traded above here. When was that? That was right at the top of the market when the NASDAQ basically shot up from basically 3,000 to 5,000 in a really short period of time. Everyone wanted to sell everything they owned just to buy anything that said .com. And people, again, got their clock cleaned. What I heard on one of the TV shows the other day was, okay, now that the market has come so far, do we need to wait for a pullback to actually get in? Well, I mean, you have to laugh at this because the individual investor has basically been out of the market since 2009. And you had a tremendous amount of people take a deep breath, wake up, sell everything they own right near the bottom, only to sit and watch in horror as the market has virtually doubled. It's more than 100% higher than the 2009 bottom. And people are continuing to say, in this economy, oh my God, in this kind of market. Well, if you were simply focused on your family or your career, or you didn't take investing all that seriously, and you just dollar cost averaged into your mutual funds through your pension, retirement, 401k, folks, open up the statement and take a look. You might be shocked to see how far up it is. And if you were dollar costing averaging through those low prices, well, you're way, way ahead of the game. And that's only in the average investments, okay? If you happen to have a tool like the Magnet stock selection process, or in fact, another tool, if you would, we've had on value investors, day traders, we've had all kinds of different strategies. If you have an edge to identify the best stocks, folks, there's really little else to talk about. So, as I mentioned in the previous segment, we talk about ball players coming and going. Here's the new name on the street. Everyone knows the name in baseball now, Michael Trout. Last year, nobody knew the name. Well, the reality is the guy shows up. He's got the numbers. Some people would say, well, I can't have him on my team. I really never heard of the guy yet. Maybe he needs to be in the league for 5 years before I put him in my lineup. Maybe he needs to be in for 3 years or 10 years. And this is the way institutional money managers or the largest funds actually behave. They wait. They don't invest in the new names until those new names have already are kind of established. The younger funds, the smarter money, I believe, can go in, move their money a little bit quicker. And the point I want to make in here is that regardless of what you think of the next month, week, year, you name it, every professional team has their scouts out right now looking at high school, even junior high school players to see who are they wanting to draft when the time is right. They don't sit around and say, well, Israel might bomb Iraq, so we probably don't want to hunt for any new players for our team for the next decade. How stupid would that be? The scouts are out there looking. Individuals have to be out there, not thinking about what the headline's going to be tomorrow, not thinking about what the price of oil is going to be in 3 minutes. What they really need to do is to say, are there any industries that look really attractive for short, medium, and long-term growth? Are there any companies, are there any trends that are going on? So, folks, years ago, nobody could have ever imagined, as the demographics change and moms began going to work and families' time got tighter and tighter, what would happen to the fast food industry. Well, the amount of business, the amount of volume that these companies are doing, whether it's McDonald's or Burger King, Well, was that it? No, there's new names, and I don't like to promote stock names in here, but folks, if you're following the market, some of the fast food restaurants have been the hottest investments. I'm not suggesting them. I'm saying open up your eyes to see demographic trends. Now we have something in the computer business called cloud computing. We brought in one of the top small companies involved in that industry. The stock has doubled since we've had the management team on there. But the reality is you have to just simply say, with a diagnostic tool, which companies, let's get through the mess, let's get through the news. Is there anybody that's different? Is there anybody whose profit margins are higher? Now, I continue to study the market like a rookie. I continue to spend probably hours that you don't have to isolate and identify companies, but then there's something extra that you need to do. The something extra is that thing called timing. And so we hear all kinds of expression, the rising tide lifts all boats. When the tide goes out, we see who's naked. There's a zillion of these things, but the reality is, as I shared it, even if you happen to have the single greatest golf game in the world, when it's thundering and lightning out, you belong in the clubhouse. You really don't belong on the golf course. I don't care how you could swing the club. Now, when the weather gets good and the conditions are right and there's no clouds in the sky, well, sure, it's time to go out and golf, but do you have the golf game? Well, measuring and combining both of them, a great golf game with great weather, now you're talking. What I've said in this show for years and years and years, there's ways to actually check with a barometer, if you will, what the health of the market is. You look at the new highs, you look at the new lows, you look at all kinds of things, and it could tell you the relative health of the market and safety of the market. But if you can go even one step further and understand seasonal patterns, well, you know that you would not want to plant your garden in December. It's not going to work, folks, at least if you live in the Northeast. You know when to plant, you know when to sow, and you know when to reap. And the point I'm getting at here is the Stock Traders Almanac, a thing that I was reading long before I ever met the folks who run the almanac, is one of the legendary things that comes out every single year. And I met Yale Hirsch maybe 10, 12 years ago. I've been writing articles for Jeff Hirsch and the Stock Traders Almanac for 10 years. We looked at each other at a trade show a year ago and said, what if we combined the strength of the Magnet stock selection process and actually combined it with the strength of the Stock Traders Almanac timing and cycle understanding? Well, folks, that's exactly what we've done. That's what the Stock Traders Almanac is about. And after years and years of outperforming the market with Magnet Fund with a lot of volatility, what we said is let's team up. Let's create a team approach with a strategic attempt to outperform the market with less volatility, to put everything from the almanac, everything to do with Magnet, and combine them, and Magnet AE has now been born. So if you want information on what it is, if you want your personal portfolio ranked out according to the Magnet stock selection process, if you want to see what our top picks are, go to magnetae.com. Or call directly, call our office. Don't be shy, don't be lazy, 914-358-5588 is our office in the Financial Center in Westchester, gorgeous office. You could visit us, you could see what it's all about, but it's time now to pick your head out of your sand if you haven't by now. Stop worrying about the sky falling. We are seeing an opportunity, not to say that everything's a buy and we think the market is great. The whole point of Magnet has been very, very deep selectivity of only investing in the certain names and only doing it at the right times. So what I want to do here right now is I want to take a deep breath. I want to take a pause. I'm going to bring on Jeff Hirsch, who's now running the Stock Traders Almanac, who's now my teammate at Magnet AE. We'll talk about what it's all about right after this. Let's take a quick break. We'll bring Jeff Hirsch on. Folks, we'll be right back after this quick message.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I've already shared the great news that Jeff Hirsch, the Stock Traders Almanac, and Magnet have all got together and created Magnet AE. We've had Jeff on before, but the first time since Magnet AE has been created, the first time since we're teammates here, Jeff, thanks so much for joining us today. It's exciting to share this with our listeners.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jordan. How are you today?
I'm doing just fantastic. And here's what I'd love to do, Jeff. Maybe in the next segment, we'll actually share what Magnet AE is all about and how we're going to team up and how we're going to help people. But I want to really just take a minute to really congratulate you on a couple recent things. First of all, I know your little book just came out. I want you to share what that's all about. But also, a lot of folks on this show listen and read to IBD. And the profile in the Investor's Business Daily, a full half page, Jeff, and you're now being called the single leading authority on cycles and trends. Jeff, you've come a long way. Share what your new book is about, and I want to really congratulate you.
Well, thanks, Jordan. I really appreciate it. Really proud of the new book. It's a culmination of everything I've learned over the years from my father and other research out of the Almanac, the Commodity Traders Almanac, and some of the many newsletter studies that we've done. And basically what we've done is boiled down all of the really reliable, consistent market cycles and seasonal patterns and trading tendencies into one little book, and that's why they call it the little book. And the format there that Wiley puts out, there's at least a couple dozen different books out there, and it's a really accessible format, and it enabled me and helped me zero in on some things which can be esoteric and a little bit hard to get one's hands around, to really get it down to a straightforward, simple formula. One of my favorite quotations is from Shakespeare: "Brevity is the soul of wit," and that's what we what I tried to do with this little book of market cycles. And basically, we go from the longest term cycle that we can discern or prove that it continues to work, the multi-year, secular bull and bear market pattern, and then we drill all the way down to the half-hourly patterns, that which is one of the more amazing things to me, that despite this, I mean, you're hearing high-frequency trading talked about today in the news, and it's been going on for the last year plus, that there's this whole other market where things are flying at the billionth of a second or whatever it is. But amazingly, the intraday patterns continue to persist, where you see, we display this in a nice simple chart, something we've been tracking in the Almanac for years, where you can see that, there's this continuing steady pattern throughout the day, where even though there's these computers running the market, humans still need to take a lunch break, and they still show up in the morning, and there's this settling of positions at different times of the day. You see this consistent weakness at the 2:30 hour, and then the end of the day is pretty strong. Openings have been weak, and you see this sort of every now and then I'll look at the market in the morning, you'll see this sort of dip at 10:30, and flip open the book and you see, hey, that's the very typical morning sell off after the week opening and then a rally, and then you see this on a regular basis. So that's one of the little things that we highlight for people. And as I said, we go from the secular patterns, which last the better part of a decade, the reasons why they exist, the difference between the smaller, the shorter bull and bear markets, what's known as the cyclical bull and bear markets within the seculars, and how that behaves. You see longer, stronger cyclical bull markets in the secular bull, like the period from 82 to 2000. There was very few bear markets, few and far between. And we also focus quite a bit on the long-term forecast for the next boom to happen, which is the subject of another book I did, The Super Boom, but we boil that down straightforward, nice and simple in a little book that will be looking for a few more years of sideways action,
right,
in the market.
So Jeff, let me jump in here and kind of share a couple of things, because I think what you've done is pretty amazing work, and that I've read every almanac probably for 15 years. It's one of the things, when the almanac comes out, I'd always grab it first day, kind of read all the quotes, which books you were recommending for the year, and I think about in the olden days when people didn't know weather was coming. Now we could see through satellites, we know things a couple days in advance, we could see storms coming. I think what you've done with the almanac is the understanding of how seasonal patterns work, presidential cycles work. Even though I've read all the almanacs in the past, I still got a lot out of your new book. And now with the presidential cycle in play, clearly you're one of the, I see you on TV, you're in the radio everywhere. Obviously you guys have got the patterns and the trends down, I think, better than anybody right now.
Well, I think we've been doing it for a long time, and it's something that you work at. But you have to remember, and you well know, that patterns don't always work, and it's a framework. It's a basis, whether it's presidential four-year cycle, whether it's the, sell in May and go away, the six-month switching strategy that we use, or whether it's, typical September weakness, which we're actually set up for a little bit of weakness at the end of September. But if the patterns are not setting up properly, you need to be able to move within the framework, because it doesn't work every single time the same way. History rhymes. It doesn't repeat exactly.
Well, so, let me stay on this theme for a second, Jeff, because you're bringing up something really important, and as we're going to share in the next segment, we are actually have teamed up now. We're running a fund together, and I want to kind of go back to something from your dad's mouth, and this is over 10 years ago, saying that we're not looking to ever defend our beliefs or defend our prior calls. What we're really looking to do is to determine the truth.
That's right.
So in Magnet, I have stocks that we come very highly ranked. They all don't go up. It would be foolish to think that anybody has a holy grail or anybody knows with certainty exactly the day a bear or bull market come. But I think that what you've proven and what you started to talk about is this idea of being flexible and being real and making sure you're adjusting to the times and not sitting fast on a recommendation that was made previously. Am I right?
You're very right. And one great example that I continue to remind people of, you know, seasonal or patterns or recurring market patterns do change. Human behavior and societal patterns do change. In the first half of the 20th century, most of the country was involved in farming. And about now, like less than 2% farm. So that had put a big market push into the month of August. August used to be the best month of the year, because there was a lot of money for the stock market. There was a lot of money that was moved around to finance the harvest and to anticipate its delivery and all that stuff. Now we see August one of the worst months of the year, because it's pretty much the month of vacations and taking a break, and you see a lot of volume in the stock market dry up. You don't see that much volume. So things do change. Things shift. Some things continue to persist through the ages, which is what the book is about. But, you know, what you're saying and what you're trying to point out here is it's knowing the patterns, knowing the tendencies, just like a pitcher or a baseball manager. You know the tendencies of the batters. The batter knows the tendencies of the pitcher. But you got to read that spin on that ball coming in there and take your cut. So what we use, Jordan, is these technical indicators and fundamental financial data points to measure what's going on with a particular company or the market or the economy. So use the patterns as a backdrop and a framework for understanding the tendencies, and then when it comes time to play a ball, you got to make a decision with what you see going on in the market.
Right, and I think that the key here is that there are people that will tell you, hey, the market's easy, you too can do this, or all of my predictions have always come through. And I think that the problem that we've had, Jeff, in our industry in particular, are people who make false boasts, who overstate what they can do, overstate what can be done. And I think if you just simply kind of stay within your game, have your strengths, put the probabilities in your favor, and then make absolutely dead sure that you don't lose yourself in your ego, in your hubris. That, I think, is the whole key to investing, because clearly I think what you're doing with the Almanac is putting the probability of success in people's favor. You're telling them when to plant. I said earlier in the show, you don't want to plant in the Northeast your vegetables in December. It wouldn't make any sense. What you've done with the seasonal patterns. And again, Jeff, I've known you for a while. I've seen the Almanac grow in stature. And then I saw recently the thing in IBD where they're literally right, calling you the number one guy in cycles and trends. We'll give Yale Hirsch, your dad, a lot of credit for starting the Almanac years ago, but you brought it a tremendous way. And now on this show, Jeff, I've said over and over, the real secret to investing is blending what to buy with when to buy it. And when we come back from the break, Jeff, we'll share with everyone what Magnet AE is all about, how we're going to be working together. We'll do that right after this quick break.
Great.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back. We're talking with Jeff Hirsch, and we're calling Jeff in the headquarters of Magnet AE Fund, a fund Jeff and I are going to be managing together. And Jeff, before we actually share some of the details of Magnet AE and what we're going to be doing, I know your almanac actually is going to be coming out probably in October. You continue to blog. You're working hand in hand with Wiley, doing an amazing amount of updating for the market. So people want to know what you're thinking and what you're saying and where to find out more on your books. Let's share that information first, and we'll get into Magnet AE.
Well, I mean, very, very simply, everything runs through stocktradersalmanac.com, and there's a link to the blog there, which is a free daily post we do every day the market's opened, in addition to the digital subscription, which includes a free almanac. You can find that information about the Commodity Traders Almanac as well. I've been having a good time with Twitter. The blog feeds into Twitter. The Twitter handle is @AlmanacTrader. @AlmanacTrader. Been having a nice give and take with some of the followers there. And also, I'm going to be at the World Money Show in Chicago October 3rd through the 5th and the Las Vegas Traders Expo November 14th through the 17th. And that's the bulk of the schedule. The StockTradersAlmanac comes out in October, I think mid to late October, and the Commodity Traders Almanac will be out shortly thereafter. And, of course, the little book's out right now everywhere books are sold, and that was out in August. And you can find the link to that also off of the blog.
Great. And so, Jeff, let's kind of share the kind of the big news that I've been waiting to share with everyone for a while. We've known each other for 10 years, and really at a trade show over a year ago, you said to me, Jordan, you know, you've never seen the stock selection a stronger process, and why aren't you actually managing money right now? And what I've always said to you and I've said on the show is that if you could blend the what to buy with the when to buy, I think that's the whole key. So for many years, I ran the Magnet Fund, and really I continued to do this show while Magnet Fund was open. Then I became a sub-advisor. I've shared the phone number. We'll share the website's magnetae.com, and maybe we're so close to the trees. We're involved. We're getting the fund set up. We're going to start trading in October. Tell everyone kind of in your words what Magnet AE is all about.
Well, I mean, as you were saying, I mean, back in, I think it was one of the New York Traders Expos, we were chatting, and I just remembered how even before you finalized Magnet, it was more than 10 years ago, my friend, you had done the studying and the work and had a knack for picking stocks. I mean, I think my words were, you could always pick a great stock. And then you develop this wonderful system, quantitative selection process, the blend of, you know, value, growth, and momentum, that really picked out the winners, ahead of time. And your technical trading, prowess, I was always impressed with, especially the point and figure work that you do. And I thought the one thing that, you needed and, I had was the ability to, have a sort of look above the trees view, of what's going on with the overall market. Because the bottom line is a rising tide lifts all ships, just like a rising market lifts all stocks, and a sinking market drops all stocks. So, the purpose of, you know, our combination is to add that, market timing and some of the additional seasonal trading strategies with the market, the best 6 months, the sell in May, in addition to all the different market sectors that we track from, you know, oil to semiconductors with the different seasonal, capabilities, the different seasonal patterns there we can trade. So what we're going to be doing and what we are doing is combining the robust stock selection process with the cycles work and the research and the timing that I do, and being able to throttle up Magnet when the market's a screaming buy like it was last October 2011, and to tamp it down like it was, you know, April, May of this year. Right now we're looking a little bit rich, but I don't see the sentiment as getting, you know, overly confident right now that we're ready to roll over yet. But soon enough, we're probably going to be looking at the market going the other way as we've been rallying pretty strong for a while.
So let me jump in here and add something, too, because, you know, I've said it on this show maybe hundreds of times, the combination of what to buy and then the timing and the cycles and the health of the market. But there's something else, too, Jeff. You know, when I was running Magnet Fund, we beat the market by something like 57% cumulatively for 7 years, but I did that with a lot of volatility, and this time with a team approach and with some of the great risk management tools and the team that we put together here right now, I think the focus is going to be when people say to me, how is it going to be different? Or I said, hopefully the returns are going to look really, really similar, but we're going to do it with a lot less volatility, and I think that this is not about me being a great trader or me being a great stock picker. This is more of a matter of a systematic, disciplined model with a team approach, our weekly meetings, our portfolio review. And, Jeff, I think in this day and age, people not only want a high return, but they also, I believe, you can actually eat well and sleep well at the same time.
That's right.
I want to really be talking about the risk control that we have. I think that what you have seen and what you've studied, just like I have, is all the previous blow-ups, what can go wrong with funds, what can go wrong with managers, and I think that the thing that we will continue to do is keep our egos in check, make sure we're not defending calls we made, but to really, as to give them the credit, as Yale said years ago, we're seeking the truth. We want to know if the market is healthy. We want to know the strongest stocks, and we don't want to take too much risk. And I think that what's also kind of neat is both of us have young boys in our families, and maybe one day we'll be able to turn over the helms of Magnet AE to even the next generation. But as we go forward and we get started here, our phone number, folks, Jeff is in our headquarters right now. It's 914-358-5588. The website is magnetae.com. And, Jeff, one of the things that I kind of have had to deal with the same way you do is they see someone who's on TV all the time and is in print all the time, and they think maybe we're unapproachable. But I want to remind everybody, Jeff will answer that phone. That's a direct line. If Jeff's not there, one of our teammates will be there. And reach out, talk to us, get your portfolio scored. Jeff, there's a couple minutes left. I want to, you can remind everyone of the Stock Traders Almanac. I think you actually allowed people to come and get stocks scored through our Magnet process. So give them a good wrap up, Jeff. We don't know where the market's going to be. We know that with great teamwork, all our experience, I can't wait till Magnet AE begins to trade in October. And why don't you give our listeners a nice little close here?
All right. Well, thank you, Jordan. Yes, it's a very important time here for the cycles. We have an election coming up. The market is rising as we get into the election. That's usually a sign that the incumbent will win, which is a positive for the market for the rest of this year. But I want everyone to remember that the post-election year next year is one of the more difficult years for the stock market. And regardless who wins the election, next first quarter of 2013 is probably a time to begin to at least be more conscious of potential for a market downturn. With that said, if you want to keep track of everything that we're analyzing and evaluating and saying, you can go to StockTradersAlmanac.com, click on the blog tab, or go straight to blog.StockTradersAlmanac.com. You can get that feed if you'd like, and also Almanac Trader at Twitter for following it there. As for the stock scoring system, we've got about a few dozen people who have sent us their list of tickers in their portfolio, and we're offering a free copy of my book, The Little Book of Stock Market Cycles, and Jordan's Magnet Method of Investing book to the person who has the highest Magnet score of their portfolio. So you can send your ticker list to do it to jhirsch@magnetae.com, and I will have it scored by our assistant portfolio manager, and we will award the winner a copy of both of our books. And I think what we're going to be scoring against is the S&P 500. There is a blog post from back in August. If you want to go take a look at how we scored our existing Almanac investor portfolio versus using the Magnet system versus the S&P. And I think, it's going to be a very strong few months, and
okay.
I think
let me jump in here, Jeff, because we're going to close up the show here, and what we cannot promise you returns, we cannot promise you outperformance. What we can promise you is Jeff and I and our team will put every single thing we can into making Magnet AE the highest risk return opportunity you can get involved with. 914-358-5588. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone and let us know how we can help you. Folks, have a great week ahead. Jeff, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks,
I'll see you in the office tomorrow. And thanks, everyone, for listening here at Voice America. Have a great week ahead.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.